away we go. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on a rather gloomy Monday out there, February 10th. How's it going? It's Dave. It's the best stuff from today's show. What did we talk about? Well, the NFL is over for the year, but we do have the XFL. Was it that or golf, which had our sports attention this weekend? Pizza accidents are apparently a thing. The Oscar Awards happened last night. Did you remember? We barely did. We shared four random facts and thin the herd, as we do every single start to the week. And song stories today featured Mr. Fantasy. The Comfort Food Fest is coming up, and so is your bad Valentine's experience. And we're trying to remedy those. So we gave you a taste of that, and we want to hear much more where that came from in a bid to get you off to a rather good Valentine's Day this year. Have a listen, everybody. Enjoy. It is the Daily Podcast.
I've got to ask you to the betting duo that I have here in the studio. So did you make any money on the XFL this weekend?
I did not.
Yeah, well, I don't know why your mic isn't on.
That's the wrong mic.
Oh, I know. I know exactly why. There we go. Watch this. All of a sudden, by some miracle, it is on. Is it on now? No?
Here you go, Dave.
There you go.
Wow. So who was in here over the weekend?
I have no idea.
What'd you do, Cindy Drew?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Sheesh.
That's for sure. I came into a bunch of Cindy Drew surprises this morning. No, actually, it was Rich DeCisto.
Was he the culprit?
Yeah. Okay. He was the culprit.
Yikes.
Well,
so,
to answer your question, I watched a total of zero XFL.
Really?
Yeah,
zero.
Really?
None of it.
Did you forget it was on, or did you just avoid it?
I don't have interest in a league that's going to try to go up against the NFL. It's not as good. I'd rather watch college football than the XFL.
Well, right, but there's no football other than the XFL right now. So,
and I survived. John, it's golf season.
It's golf season, exactly. I made money in golf.
What was it, the Pro-Am this weekend?
Yeah, Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
Yeah.
Total nobody won.
Right.
Yeah, but I made a couple bucks. So,
you made a couple bucks.
Whatever.
Yeah. Truly a couple of bucks?
Literally, I think I won $2.53. Big win.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
But speaking of food for Valentine's Day, 20% of people just want pizza on Valentine's Day.
It's probably all women, too. That'd be my wife.
You think so?
Let's just get pizza.
Sounds great.
Keep it simple.
Rather than going,
Dream girl.
Yeah, it would make life a lot easier, although the numbers are in, and pizza was twice as dangerous in 2018 than it has been in any other year.
Dangerous?
Twice as dangerous?
Dangerous pizza. I know. Babylon Health put out this story this weekend about pizza-related emergency room visits have doubled since 2017.
The amount of times I've passed out drunk with a pizza still in the oven and woken up to a black disc is probably enough for two hands. So I get that.
Good enunciation, Dave.
Thank you. Yes. I'm glad you got that out cleanly.
Did I get the S in first?
Yeah, now, here's a guy that deserved to go to the hospital with his pizza accident because he stabbed the roof of his mouth with his fork.
What?
Right. If you're eating pizza with a fork, you deserve to be stabbed
in the
mouth.
Are you a politician?
All right. Plus, there's a story about a woman who swallowed her own tongue while eating pizza.
Oh, my God.
And a woman who was making pizza and slipped while holding a bread knife in her hand.
Yeah. I love the phrase pizza accident.
Yeah, pizza accident.
Great band name.
That is probably why they now have pizza insurance.
Pizza-related injuries are up, so you need to make sure you're protected. And only Pizza Insurance can help. Get coverage for every pizza pie-related mishap. Whether you fell down the stairs while carrying a pizza, if you chopped off your pinky with a pizza cutter, maybe you burned your mouth, you're protected.
I bit into a hot slice of pepperoni and sausage pizza and burned my mouth. Pizza Insurance paid for my hospital stay and my skin grafts. Thanks, Pizza Insurance. Ooh, I want another bite. So hot, 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 hot.
So don't give up your pizza-eating ways. Get pizza insurance, and you'll be covered.
We like pizza. Yum, 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 yum.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Cindy is back from her travels. Now, let me get this straight. You got in at 10:30 last night and managed to come home and watch the Academy Awards.
Yes, I watched the end live, and then I went and watched the DVR very quickly. The rest of it. And it wasn't worth that.
No, it wasn't. As a matter of fact, it was so not worth it this year. I used to watch this all the time.
Right.
And now it's like, you know what? I forgot it was on.
I honestly forgot it was on.
I think that's the way all of these award shows are going, especially over the last decade.
Yeah. So many.
People are out.
It's exhausting.
We need to, there's got to be a medicine for this, you know? award it all or something like that. Something that makes you get through the award season.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
And now it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Sydney, get us rolling.
All right, well, speaking of the Academy Awards, Emma Thompson is the only person who's won an Oscar for both acting and writing. She won Best Actress for Howard's End and Best Adapted Screenplay for Sense and Sensibility.
I didn't know she did the adaptation on that.
Yeah, she's pretty multi-talented.
Wow. Okay. Steve?
The most expensive cheese in the world is made from a rare breed of donkey's milk in Serbia. Yes. Yeah, it's cold.
No, there can't be donkey's milk from anywhere else.
No,
it has to be donkey's milk from Serbia.
In Serbia.
Okay.
It's like champagne being made in Champagne, France.
Okay.
It's called Pule. I think it's pronounced Pule. P-U-L-E. Pule cheese, and it costs $1,100 per
$1,100
pound.
$1,100 a pound?
Gosh. Pass the cheddar.
Dave?
Texas is so big that El Paso is closer to San Diego than it is to Houston.
That's amazing.
Isn't that nuts? And a small city called Texarkana... In the northeast corner of the state. Sorry about that butthead laugh. No, I haven't had an experience there. Texarkana is in the northeast corner of the state. It's closer to Chicago than it is to El Paso.
That is one damn big state.
Yep.
George Harrison decided to write a song in 1968 based on the first words he saw when he opened a random book on his parents' bookshelf. The words were, gently weeps, and you know what happened from that.
Cool.
And there are your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Traffic got together in the spring of 1967, and instead of going into a studio, they rented a college in Berkshire, England, and put their whole album together out there. And Steve Winwood remembers what coming up with the title track for the first Traffic album, Mr. Fantasy, how that all came about.
We just used to sit around and write things, and Jim Capaldi drew a little picture of a man playing a guitar and wrote this little verse, and we sat down, and as far as I can remember, you know, a couple of hours later, the song was there. It was one of those things that we had strong feelings for at the time. Meaningful record, and I listened to it now, it still stands up very well.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Time once again. Yes, when we start playing this, that can mean only one thing. The Comfort Food Fest is on its way back. New location, new chefs, a fun time. This is going to be a great one this year. It's all happening on the 3rd of March, Tuesday the 3rd of March, at Rivers Casino on DeBelaware Avenue, Philadelphia's coolest new casino. A happy hour starts at 5:30 in Rivers' new Jack's Bar and Grill. And this year, some of the restaurants are going to be there. The old bar... Jose Garces took over the old bookbinders, old original bookbinders,
sure.
the one on Walnut Street.
Are you trying to tell me that Jose is going to be there?
That Jose is going. I don't know if Jose himself is going to be there,
but the restaurant,
but the restaurant will be there. Stove and Tap will be there. Mochaloo is going to be there as well.
So, the whole boat.
I mean, that's just some of the whole boat, bringing the whole boat in. Harvest Seasonal Grill will be there. Hugo Frog's Bar and Chop House will be there.
Cool.
And a lot more. And guess what? The event is free, as it is each and every year. But you got to register to win two free passes, because it is an invitation-only event, and we have a limited amount of people we can put in there. So you want in? Go to WMGK.com. Use the keyword comfort. It'll send you right to where you can sign up for tickets. And in the next couple of weeks, you'll hear back from us on whether or not you are going. It's being brought to us by Fred Bean's family of dealerships and everyone here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. I know Cindy loves this event.
Yeah,
this is a fun time. We all do. Dave is the only one who's ever... Steve, you didn't make it through all 10 things ever, did you?
Yes, absolutely.
You did?
I think like 3 years in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was Dave's job.
I mean that goes without saying. But yeah, Steve's been with me for the ride.
Really?
At least once or twice, yeah.
All right. No, yep. I think one time I made it through all 10 restaurants.
Oh.
You know? And
come on.
It takes work.
Yeah, I know. It does take work. You know? And the trick is to eat ahead of time. If you come in hungry, you get stuffed real fast.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Let's share some love this morning, because we've been telling you all about this. Bad Valentine's, you know, people have done it, right? You plan, or you plan poorly, or you forgot, whatever it might be. How did you screw up Valentine's Day? We want to know about it and make it even better this year by sending you and your guests off to one of the six Harvest restaurants that are in our area. Now, you could be there by simply sending an email about how you screwed up to doghouse@wmgk.com, and you will have a reservation for two at Harvest this Friday night. There's a Harvest at Radnor, in North Wales, in Moorestown, in Glen Mills, in Newtown, and in Lancaster, Pa. And this morning, we're going to start off with this letter from John Petty. And it's a part of this, Steve, that I think you're going to find very, very interesting.
All right.
Okay, John. It says, John, over the years, I've had the best intentions, but maybe I should have been a little more romantic. A few years back, we had a big snowstorm in February, and I saw a collapsible snow shovel on sale at Boscov's for $9.99. And with the snow on my mind, I thought, wouldn't it be nice for her to have this in the trunk of her car? It was also a reddish color. It's still in the trunk of her car, and she's never used it.
Naturally.
So last year, I saw an episode of Shark Tank. And this is the part that you're really going to like, Steve. Okay. Saw an episode of Shark Tank where they were showing the Squatty Potty.
Oh!
Okay, for those of you who don't know about the Squatty Potty, it's a footstool that you put your feet on while you're squatting on the potty.
Let me simplify that for you. It's transformational.
It's right. All right.
My wife would agree.
Anyway, everyone on the show raved about it. They had sold thousands already. Sounded like a nice gift. Her reaction was to say, let's not do this anymore. So she regifted it to her 90-year-old mother.
She made a mega mistake.
All right. So, Jerry, we will send you off to the Harvest Seasonal Grill of your choice. If you want in on this, folks, just simply send your email on how you screwed up on Valentine's Day, and we'll try to make it better for you this year. Send it to doghouse@wmgk.com.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
In the herd. In the herd.
This is a crime of revenge.
All right.
Stupid, stupid revenge. There's a 57-year-old guy named Guy Culligan in Missoula, Montana, and he recently got his hands on a stolen debit card. So he headed straight to an ATM to try to take out some cash. But the ATM ate the card. And he was so upset that he had been foiled by an inanimate object that he switched his goal from get cash to get revenge.
Uh-oh.
The guy drove to a gas station, bought a dollar's worth of gasoline, poured it into a pipe bomb, and threw it at the ATM to blow it up. Unfortunately, no one was seriously hurt in the explosion, but it did blow out the guy's van windows, right, and singed his facial hair. He was in court last week, pleaded guilty to malicious use of an explosive device, and he's looking at a minimum of 5 years in prison.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
All right, we head to the bustling metropolis of Lafayette, Indiana, where on Tuesday morning, 42-year-old Sean Yoakum pulled a knife and tried to rob a convenience store. The cashier immediately knew who he was because that cashier was Sean's brother. Their brother and another employee, they were able to close the protective glass around the checkout area. So Sean left empty-handed. Then they called the cops, where police found Sean hiding in an alley behind his house a few blocks away. He finally dropped the knife he was wielding after the cops tased him and shot him with a beanbag.
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah. He's facing charges for attempted robbery, resisting arrest, and a third charge for an outstanding warrant.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
You know how couples sometimes smear the cake on each other's faces at their wedding?
Yeah, right.
This woman could be practicing for that. We'll find out. A 41-year-old named Jane Marie Faulkner in St. Petersburg, Florida, got into a drunken argument with her fiancé on Friday night, and at some point, she picked up some dog poo that she found and smeared the feces in his face.
The feces in his face?
Yes.
Okay.
That's not from the cop's report, but they got there and she admitted to doing it. She was arrested for domestic battery, which is interesting, and she's been ordered to not have any contact with her fiancé. There's no word on whether this is going to affect their wedding plans.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, there's a 29-year-old guy named Gordon Fleming in Springfield, Oregon. And back in December, he came up with quite the plan to rob a drug house.
All right.
Jordan typed up a fake search warrant, went to the house, flashed a fake badge, and demanded to search the place. And while he was inside, he seized a bunch of their heroin and meth. But apparently some in the house recognized him because he bought drugs there before. Right? And they got the real cops involved. Jordan was arrested last week and is facing several charges, including robbery, heroin possession, and impersonating a police officer. Now the cops are looking at the charges against the people who are running the drug house.
In the herd.
The John Bella Podcast. John DeBella.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.